الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين أما بعد عن براد قال كتب المغيرة ابن شعبة رضي الله تعالى عنه إلى معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنها سلام عليك فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حرم ثلاثا إن الله تبارك وتعالى حرم ثلاثا ونهى عن ثلاث حرم عقوق الوالدين وعن وأد البنات والأوهات ونهى عن ثلاث قيل قال وإضاءة المال وكثرة السؤال رواه مسلم أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه الترمذي وابو داود صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق النبي الكريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد میرے دوستو میرے بزرگو حضرت مغیرہ ابن شعبہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ he was a صحابی the companions of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور حضرت معاویہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ وہ بھی صحابی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لیکن وہ بڑے درجے کے صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ وہ کاتب الوحی یہ وہ صحابی ہے جو قرآن کو لکھتے تھے جب وحی نازل ہوتی تھی تو اللہ کے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حضرت معاویہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے کہتے تھے آؤ لکھو اس کو He was a khalifa at his time. بادشاہ وقت ہے پہلے شام کے تھے پھر اس کے بعد تو بہت بڑی 60,000 مائلز کے بڑے وہ رن کرنے والے خلیفہ تھے حکومت چلا مغیرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ اور صحابی اور But here, listen, Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote a letter, said to him, if you listen anything from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you tell me, can you write to me? Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is telling to who? Mughira ibn Shawbah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Malum hota hai, علم حاصل کیا جاتا ہے چاہے وہ چھوٹا ہو چاہے نالج علم یو کین گیٹ فرام اینی ونس even the small alim, the big alim. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. He wrote himself a letter to Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'bah. While he was a Katib al-Wahy, and he was a great Khalifa, but he's writing. Might I can get some nasiha from him too. Whatever he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isse maloom hota hai, if you got talab in your heart, ilm hasil karne ki talab hai, to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tumhare liye ilm ke darwaze khol deta hai. If you got talab in your heart to get knowledge, and you sit in any gathering, in any majlis, Allah open your heart. Allah ta'ala put some barakah in the heart of the person who giving nasiha. Happened many, many times. Hua bahut si martaba, hazaron martaba. Talab of learning, of changing the life. If there is no talab, nothing will come. Hazim Dadullah sahab rahmatullah alayhi ek misal diye uski, bahut achi misal, subhanallah. He explained a nice way. He says, in the oldest time, they used to ask sometime fire from the neighbor. Nowadays just put it on switch and just start our cooker or gas cooker or whatever. Us zamane mein, in that time, the oldest time, if you need fire, you used to go the next door, oven, and get little but some fire and bring and then light in the house. Aisa hota. So one day a lady said to her neighbor, agar tumhare chule mein, oven mein fire hai, to mujhe thori de do. Give it to me little. The neighbor says, our oven is cold, there's no fire at all. It's okay. Can I come and see and search, look inside? Might I can find a little bit of fire inside the dust. Subhanallah. She went there and she was looking inside. She found a small fire and she brought it. Choti si fire se apne ghar mein lakar usne badi aag jala di. Haji sahab rahmatullah alayhi says, if you come on Friday or any majlis anywhere in the world, you go and sit in the majlis and you got little bit fire to learn something. To learn something. Inshallah, through the wo kurete kurete wo choti fire jo hai, it will become big. And you will start on the right path. No, I want to change my life. I want to change my life. I want to read my namaz. I heard this hadith. I heard this Quranic ayat. I heard this. वो छोटी सी आग है ना वो बड़ी कर देगी. अगर आदमी के दिल में तलब हो तो, अगर तलब ही नहीं है तो फिर वो शेख हो, वो इमाम हो, कोई भी हो, वो कुरेद करता ही रहे. He just carry on talking. But there is no तलब दे तो दिल के अंदर में कुछ होने वाला नहीं है. Look at here. So small nasiha. Small nasiha, not a long lectures, hours and hours. Mughira radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained short nasiha to who? Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Six things. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbidden. Three things, and stopped to do the three things. Qila qal. Sometimes people come in my majlis and they got so many questions in their mind. When they sit in my gathering and I started talking from the Quran and Hadith, to automatically unke questions solve hote ja rahe hain, to wo mujhe kehte hain ki ye karamat hai Hazrat ki.
کہا میری کوئی کرامت نہیں ہے، یہ تمہاری طلب کی برکت ہے، کہ اس کا جواب تمہیں مجلس میں مل جاتا ہے. دس از اے طلب آف یور ہارٹ دیٹ اللہ پوٹنگ ان دا برین آف دا پرسن ہو گیونگ اے ڈوائس تھرو دا برک آف دا پرسن. اف یو گوٹ طلب یو سٹ وتھ طلب. I want to learn something from Islam, from Hadith, from Quran. I want to change my life. Inshallah. Fuzail ibn Ayaz. Dekho. He was the biggest thief in his time. Read his history, the life. Subhanallah. Itna bada daku tha, wo sabka sardar tha. He was the leader of the thief. He mentioned himself. In those times, the mothers used to scare the children. If you don't eat, don't sleep, I'm going to call Fuzail. But Fuzail bin Ayaz says, one day I went to steal somebody's house. Middle of the night, the person was reciting Quranic ayat. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Said, Allah, change my heart with this ayat. Yet time did not count. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Time did not come. Look at how many years passed of my life. 30 years, 40 years. اتنی زندگی میری گزر گئی. ابھی تک میرے ہارٹ میں چینجنگ نہیں آئی ہے. میری زندگی میں چینجنگ نہیں آئی ہے. I carried on whatever I used to carry. In 10 years ago, 20 years ago. One way system. I don't want to change my life. Why? I'm not going to die one day. I'm not going to face to Allah. I'm not going to face to Munkar Nakir. I'm not going to lie sleeping in my cupboard. Carry on. One day we have to face to Allah Ta'ala. We have to face. I have to understand that there is Allah and who created me, and one day He's going to ask me about my tongue, about my eyesight, where did you spend? About my hearing, my hand. سب سے زیادہ جنت میں لے جانے والی دو چیز ہے تقوی, حسن خلق will take you to جنت. And سب سے زیادہ جہنم میں لے جانے والی دو چیز ہے تنگ and فرج. فم والفرج جہنم. کیسے الٹا ڈالا جائے گا؟ سر نیچے پھر اوپر. اللہ کے حبیب فرماتے ہیں اس تنگ کی وجہ سے. املک علیک لسانک, کنٹرول یور تنگ. That was the ayat that Fuzail bin Ayaz who heard, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. He said straight away at the same time, بَلَا يَا رَبْ قَدْ آن. Now time came away to change my life. اب میرا time آ گیا ہے زندگی بدلنے کا. It's a long history. Then how he changed. He became the great wali of Allah. SubhanAllah. بعض مرتبہ he heard this ayat so many times. He was a Muslim. He recited so many times this ayat, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. But sometime the person who reciting, who's talking, اس کی بات میں اللہ تعالیٰ وہ تاثیر رکھ دیتا ہے کہ بیٹھنے والا اس کو سن کر اپنی زندگی بدل دیتا ہے. کبھی کبھی برکت اتنی ہوتی ہے مجلس میں. ایک بات تم نے سنی ہے, اقیم الصلاۃ اقیم الصلاۃ. We heard 1000 times. But sometimes you're sitting in some gathering, Allah Ta'ala put in somebody's mind, and اس کی بات اتنی effect کر دی کہ میں نے اپنی زندگی بدل دی. As the last few months ago I told you, the one man, he never performed his Juma, forget the normal Salah. One day he met me in, by doctor, and he told me, I was sitting in surgery, he told me, ایک جمعہ کا بیان تمہارا سنا, اب میں نہ میری نماز چھٹی ہے, نہ فرض, نہ جمعہ, نہ عید, بلکہ اس کے بعد میں نے حج بھی کیا, عمرہ بھی کیا. ایک بات سن لی, پتا نہیں کب سنی اس نے. تو اللہ تعالیٰ دماغ میں وہ بات ڈال دیتا ہے, Usne kaha, my wife used to tell me every Friday, go to masjid. I used to go out just to walk in the park or in the streets. Then I used to go back to my house. I never performed Jummah in my life. He says, one day I came in Jummah, I heard lecture, I changed my life. Became tahajjud guzar. You see, it's from Allah. It's not my miracle, no, your miracle. The hidayat is from Allah. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ Hidayat is from Allah. We need only talab in our heart. Agar dil mein talab hai, inshallah, Allah will change. We have to turn towards Allah. Kitni baatein hain humne zindagi mein suni hai. But sometimes we listen, subhanAllah, we change our life. Bahut sari baatein hain. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi yahi baat farmate hain. Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah alayhi, one day subhanAllah, farmate hain ke jahan kahin koi nasihat karne wala, waaz aur taqreer karne wala hota hai, main thodi der ke liye wahan stand up ho jata hoon. Wherever I see somebody is giving some nasiha, some waaz, some taqreer, some lecture, I used to stand there. He was a great alim. Mufti Shafi, who wrote the Quran, Tafsir Ma'arif al-Quran, he says he was a great mufti, the sadar mufti of the Ulum Deoband. He mentioned, wherever I see somebody giving lecture or nasiha, I used to stand there and listen. He's my student. He is my student who is giving bayan. Lekin main wahan khada ho jata tha. Ho sakta hai Allah uske dimag mein koi baat dal de aur meri zindagi badal jaye. Aise bhi Allah wale hote hain. He says, mind Allah put something in his mind. Look at your Mughira ibn Shoba. He wrote a small nasiha. It's a long lecture, small. Don't disobey your parents. Don't bury your girls alive. And don't give everything away, then you ask people, give me. In semana, haram farma, Allah can be. Or do something, kaila kal na karo. Unnecessary talks today. Backbiting, lying, and carried on and carried on, hours and hours. Do you know? This tongue is gift from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's gift. Allah is going to ask this tongue. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the hadith of Muslim, Iza asbaha ibn Adam, jab insan subah karta hai, fa innal a'za kullaha, sara badan, zaban se kehta hai, fatakul, ittaqillah fina, fa inna nahnu bika, istakamna. In awajta awajna. Hum tere saath hai. Tu control me rehna. Tan tu control me rehna. Agar tu control me hai, to hum bhi control me rehenge. Agar tu control me nahi, tu to andar ghus jayegi, maar to hume padne wali hai. Tu seedhi to hum seedhe. Istakamta istakamna. In awajta awajna. Inar insan la takallamu khair. Kabhi insan choti baat bolta hai, but ma ya'lamu mablagaha, small nasiha, but uska end usko pata nahi hai kahan tak gayi hai. Lekin Allah kehta hai mere nazdik itni maqbool hai ki wo qiyamah ke din meri mulaqat karega is halat mein ki main se razi hu. Choti baat, small nasiha, but we don't know the end, how much benefit the person. Or kabhi insan choti baat kehta hai. Sometimes he talks little bad things. Ma ya'lamu mablagaha. Pata nahi kya hoga usse. Small message. Backbite. Small accusing. Ghost. What's up? What? Phir kya ho? Farmaya qiyamat ke din meri mulaqat karega is hal mein ki main isse naraaz hoon. Ek chote se sentence ki wajah se. What is a sentence? Small sentence. But will take us to the Jannah or will take us to Jahannam? So, قِيلَ قَالْ وَكَسْرَةِ السُّوَالِ وَإِضَاعَةِ الْمَالِ فُزُولِ unnecessary talks. One day a person asking me, Yazid is fasik? He will go in Jannah or Jannat? I said, Tilka ummatun qad khalat laha ma kasabat walakum ma kasabtum wala tus'aluna amma kanu ya'malun. I'm worried for myself, right? I'm worried for myself. Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah says, 2 o'clock at night someone phoned him, asking him, Yazid will go Jannat or Jahannam? Is Yazid a fasik or not? Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah replied him, bhai, you're talking about Yazid, I'm worried about myself. Where I'm going to go? I don't even know. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. We don't know. We don't know the end. إِنَّمَا الْاَعْتِبَارُ بِالْخَوَاتِمِ. Allah, may iman ki maut nasib farma. نَسْأَلُكَ حُسْنَ الْخَاتِمَ. We don't know. We don't know. Allah, we asking Allah. We worried about others. Allah says, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. Whatever they did with them, whatever I'm going to do is going to come with me in my kabar. وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is not going to ask me about them. He's going to ask me about my life. Where did you spend your life? He's not going to ask me anything else. فُصُولُ الْخَرْجِ. And today's our youngsters, why? Why? Ye kyun haram hai? Why is haram? Did you see any time? Any sahabi they said in front of Rasul Sasam, why is haram? Why? No, when Prophet Sasam said, yes. He says authentic hadith, khalas. We don't have to say why. Aajkal kehte bhai, if you give somebody debt, then you take 100 pounds, he said, give me 105 pounds. 5 pounds is so interest, treasury. Why? He helped me. If he asked me extra, no problem. I need it, he gave me. So if he asked me extra, no problem. Why? Why is haram? What Prophet Hassan says, Gandum, gehu, hinta, bil hinta. Agar, barabar, sarabar, ek acche, ek kilo khajur hai. دوسری جرا کم درجے کی ہے وہ کہتا ہے ایک کلو تو مجھے اچھی دے دے میں تجھے 2 kilo دوں گا حرام کنت امام ابو حنیفہ the 6 things why he helped me nice one he gave me and it's a nice price I gave him a bit extra so today our youngsters mind why صحابہ used to say مل مخرج انہا How we can exit from this trial, from this fitna, from this corruption. They used to ask. Today, why we asking? If I understood, then I will follow the hadith. If I don't understand, I'm not going to follow the hadith. These things happen. These things, everywhere. Isliye, میرے بھائیو ایک دین تو ہمیں جانا ہی جانا ہے دنیا سے we have to go one day we have to leave this dunya don't think we're going to remain going to stay here forever and ever we have to leave one day the people died we buried we performed janaza namaz they're buried in the grave in winter in summer in raining they're sleeping one sahabi Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he went somewhere, saw the tent on the grave. Tent, big tent, on the grave. Asked him, why did you make this tent on the grave? He says, it's too hot. It's too hot. And the disease, the body, I don't want he get the heat in his cover. Abdullah ibn Umar says, no. This tent is not going to give him shade. Not going to give him shadow. His shadow, his amal. His shadow is a'mal. His heat is a'mal. Remember that. Nothing will come with me in my cover. My a'mal will come with me. So one day we have to face to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And He's going to ask me about the tongue, the eyesight, the hearing. Ke tumne kaan se kya kya suna? Or right or wrong. What did you see? The right or wrong? Evil things or good things? Allahu Akbar.
And thang every time, 24 hours.
Ye thang hai. Ek bar subhanallah bole. Zameen se lekar. Ma bayn al-ardi wa sama. يملأ الميزان تملأ الميزان سبحان الله الحمد لله الله أكبر اور یہی تنگ ہے اس سے اگر گالی گلوچ کر دیا اکیوز کر دیا تہمت لگا دی غیبت بیبائد کر دی یہی تنگ ہے جو ہمیں الٹے منہ ہمیں جہنم میں دلوائے
یہی تنگ ہے
کثرت السوال unnecessary questions which is not going to help me in my life. It's a past, whatever happened is happened, khalas. Now we have to think of future now.
Wa idaat al mal, israf. See our youngsters today, uqooqul walid, every time, uqooqul walid.
So many cases, the parents phone me.
Parents phone me. Was a few weeks ago, my mother told me, subhanallah, one mother told me that my son told me, oh dog, dog.
Calling mother dog? That's why she brought you in this world? She brought you up nicely?
She says, don't come in my room, oh dog.
Calling his father dog, calling his mother dog. Allahu Akbar.
How old is he? 22 years old, son.
Calling his mother.
Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala mentioned the name of Allah, then the parents. وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحْدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا
أُفْ. أُفْ. There is no lower word than أُفْ in dictionary.
Isn't it? Tell mother.
He is swearing. Forget the أُفْ. Her mother said, do something. When he said, no, don't tell me. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَ أُفْ. Don't even say the word of oof to your parents. If they're alive, Jannah is still there. Jannah is still there.
الْجَنَّةُ تَحْتَ قَدَامِ الْأُمَّعَاتِ
قَبَى قَالَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Is under the feet of your mother. You're making dua, Allah give me Jannah, Allah give me Jannah. The Jannah is in your house. The father is the door of Jannah. Why don't you go and tell your parents to make dua for me? Allah give me Jannah. My ustad Yusuf, he was saying it. He was telling me, there is no one whose dua accepted more faster than after messenger.
Parents.
There is no one.
We go to by Maulana, Mufti, sir, please make dua, please make dua. And here, he's not even talking to his parents.
After the messengers, after Anbiya, kiski dua jaldi kabul hoti hai? Maa aur baap ki?
Jinke maa baap ne unko jaakar pooch lo.
Ask them, those who got no parents to pass away. Still we got, Allah Ta'ala gave us the parents. Why we don't go and tell them to make dua for me? Why Allah said clearly,
be good, be kind with your parents. Allah Ta'ala mujhe amal ki taufeeq ata kare. Nasihat to bahut lambi hai, as I always tell you, the short nasiha, but Allah Ta'ala give me taufeeq to practice on it. Wa akhu da'wana alhamdulillah.